Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, you know, every now and then, you know, it's nice to throw a different kind of pitch. So, and since this is early autumn and, you know, things are humming along in the baseball world, we thought it'd be a little bit of a diversion here and talk about some beers of autumn, but not from America.
No, you know, this was what happened, Hugh. I was the other day at my favorite liquor store, my favorite wine shop, and I found myself in the import section, and I looked up and I saw McEwen Scottish Ale. And I said, oh, there's an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then right next to her are all these other beers. And I thought, oh, gosh, that really seems good right now because we are in a transitional season. So it's fun. So I picked up a bunch of them, and I realized, you know, they have a theme, and the theme is I think they're all good for autumn. And the first one I tried that I really adored was Fuller's London Porter.
It's great beer.
Very, very nice beer. It's a very nice, gulpable beer, moderate in all ways. It's rich, but not too much. It's dark, but not too dark. Mild, but not too mild. It's just a very nice beer, and it's everything I look for in a porter, which is a style I really like.
It's a comfortable beer.
It really is. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized, golly day, I like this. It's really good. So I give it very high marks, and I just thought it was just a lot of fun. Right next to it was a beer called Innis & Gunn's Scottish Porter, oak-aged.
Mm-hmm.
And it had everything the other one did, but more, and then a typical kind of sweetness to it, a malt sweetness to it, that hung over the whole thing. And because it was a little bit bigger in alcohol, and there was more of everything, oddly enough, I found it less satisfying.
Interesting.
So it worked maybe as a beer, but not as a porter, and it wasn't what I was really terribly looking for. Again, I'm not going to not drink one if you put it in front of me. But side by side, I ended up liking the more milder style, the Fuller's. This was really nice. Now let's get to my old buddy McEwen Scottish Ale. This was my favorite British beer from, you know, 20, 25, 30 years ago. Every time I went to England, which was a lot back then, I'd always pick up a six pack or so and just enjoy it. And I'm glad to say it just hasn't changed.
There was no reason for it to change.
No, it's dark brown with a tan, lacy head. It has a dark, bitter, chocolate, malty nose on it. And on the palate, the beer is rich and complex with sweet malt flavors over iron and kind of dark black coffee. It's just really, really nice. Very, very well made, and I enjoyed it a great deal. One that I've never had a whole lot of luck, but I thought I'd try it, is Samuel Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful labels.
You're talking about the Taddy Porter?
This is the Taddy Porter. And I think I made a mistake by serving this cold. It probably would be much better room temperature because served chilled, a little bit chilled, it came off as thin, which is the problem I have with everything that Samuel Smith makes. That's
mm-hmm.
just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Something that was far more satisfying was Darwin's original Flag Porter. It has the same appearance as the others, but had a really intriguing nose, reminiscent of squash and coffee, toasted grain, sweet toffee. It was a very full mouthful of beer, smooth and creamy and deeply flavored. And the flavors were the same as the nose. So good complexity. But if I really had to pick one, you know, aside from my McEwen's, I think I'd go back with the Fuller's. It was really, really delightful. It'll get me through autumn somehow. So what do you think of them apples?
I think that's darn good.
Well, you're the beer expert, so I'm always a little intimidated, but not really. But anyway, those are some really good recommendations, and I will put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.